Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, Verse 14. Sarvametad dhritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur devanadanava. I accept as true all that you tell me, O Keshava. Neither the gods nor the demons, O blessed Lord, know your manifestation. Comment.
Sarvametadritam manye yanmam vadasi Keshava.
K stands for Brahma, the creator. A stands for Lord Vishnu, the preserver. Isha stands for Lord Shankara, the destroyer. And Va stands for Vapu, the body. So Keshava stands for the trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankara. It means that he is the creator, preserver and destroyer of the entire creation. By using the term Yat, which Arjun means that whatever the Lord has said to him, from the 7th to the 9th chapters, he holds as true. By Etat, this, he means to say that he also believes as true whatever he has said in the 10th chapter about his divine glories and power. It means that he is the creator, conductor and the supreme Lord of the entire creation, without any doubt. In the discipline of devotion, importance is attached to faith. Lord Krishna, in the first verse of this chapter, ordered Arjun to listen to his supreme word. So Arjun expresses his faith to his words by using the term Ritam, true.
Nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur devanadanava.
O Lord, you declared in Gita 4:5, Arjuna, you and I have passed through many births. I know them all while you don't. Similarly, you declared in Gita 10 too, neither the gods nor the great sages know the secret of my birth. Thus Arjun believes is true whatever the Lord declared about his manifestation. Though the gods possess divine power, yet that power is perishable, so the gods cannot know his manifestation. As far as demons are concerned, they possess uncommon magical and fraudulent power, by which they cannot know the God's manifestation, because he, being eternal and limitless, cannot be known by perishable and limited power of demons. It means that the Lord cannot be known by the power of men, gods and demons, because their power belongs to matter, while he is beyond matter. Renunciation, dispassion, austerity and study of scriptures, etc., can purify the mind, but cannot enable a man to know the Lord. The Lord can be known by His grace to the devotee who, having exclusive devotion, depends on Him only. Appendix. No one can know God through his own endeavors, but He can be known only by His own grace. God is beyond the reach of miracles and occult powers and also scientific inventions. End of chapter 10, verse 14. From Sadak Sanjeevani by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji.